from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcast, ironically recorded in a climbing closet, or a Harry Potter closet now. Still climb into it. I'm surrounded by blankets, even though they're not on me. I've got a quilt above me, moving blankets and blackout curtains at my side, and then a few fleece blankets tucked in the corners, all to create a safe, warm place where you can fall asleep, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that hopefully puts you to sleep. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. If you can remember this, or when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, check out our website, sleepwithmepodcast.com. Sleepwithmepodcast.com. I think that's what I meant to say. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple.
Hey, everybody, want to say thanks to Andrew, who signed up for Green Chef. Really, really appreciate it, Andrew, and I hope you're enjoying your Green Chef. This right now when I'm doing it, my daughter's gave up meat, so we're doing all the vegetarian options. And for $50 off your first box of Green Chef, if anybody else wants to be like Andrew or Drew, go to greenchef.us/sleep. And I also wanted to thank Zandy, who supported Robinhood, sleep.robinhood.com. Zandy got a free stack just by signing up at sleep.robinhood.com. Both Andrew and Zandy, thank you so much for supporting the sponsors and helping keep the show free for everybody. I really appreciate it. Thanks. Hey, Mystery Bard, there's a lot of people that work very hard to keep this podcast going. You got a little ditty about them?
Chris Posty poster song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. the Legend. Also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team write us down or on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies. Got a new album out. I think you really like it. You can get a copy at JonathanMann.net. Also, I made a longer version of this credits song. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Night Vale Presents. Oh, now on with the show.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. Those are great places to get a hold of me. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Whatever app you use, it's free to subscribe, and then the podcast comes to you automatically. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. But what I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's the thoughts, the feelings, the physical sensations, mispronunciations, which also is a bonus. I didn't realize sensations and mispronunciations rhyme. Kind of. It would take some work to get it in a right, you know, couplets. Hey, would you two like to be a couplet? Sensations and, what was the other word? Oh, mispronunciations. Maybe we'll come back to that. What am I going to do? I forgot what I was talking about. If you're up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, I'm here to take your mind off of that. I'm going to create a safe place where you could set all that aside, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations. I may have repeated this, but it's important to repeat. I'm here to help you. I'm here to keep you company. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous dialogue, repetition. I get lost in my own thoughts. Holy cow. I mean, it's not a bad place. You know, sleepy thoughts are good. It's a good thing to get lost in. And it's not really lost. It's more misdirected. I say, I know where I am. I'm in a safe place, a room full of blankets on the walls above me, a nice quilt. And all I'm here to do is help you fall asleep. Welcome. If you're new, a few things to know about the show. One, structurally, that's one thing the new listeners it sometimes like is a little bit confusing because this show is structured as a sleep podcast. And what it means is the show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how the podcast stays free. Then around minute 4 or 5, an intro starts. And the intro is about 12 to 14 minutes of actual content. And the content is me introducing the podcast, kind of setting up how it works in a familiar way, but different every time. And a lot of listeners listen to the intro as a part of their wind down routine. Some people listen to it and fall asleep. A few people skip it, and people listen during the day. But if you're new, this is a bedtime story with a long lead up or wind down, so you can wind down. So it does take me a while to get to the story. If you want to skip ahead, it is about 18 minutes, but this is regular listeners, the most regular listeners' favorite part of the show. I think mostly because it's the only part of the show. A lot of people don't only hear this part of the show. But I'm going to be here till the very end, or the berry end, which I keep saying over and over again, because Strawberry Shortcake, she appears and she says, "I'll give you $5 if you say berry." And I say, this is how tricky she is. She's a trickster goddess, by the way, I'm pretty sure. Because they say, no, I'm not going to, I don't take money to mispronounce words. And she laughs at that. I say it directly. But then she's planted the seed, the berry seed in my brain. So then I still say, I go, very good. And I say, very good. But where was I? Oh, the intro. Yeah, you can skip ahead. Or you can listen. Then after the intro, there's a little business tucked in between the intro and the show, or the bedtime story. Tonight's story will be a recap of what's that show called? Oh, Doctor Who, a Doctor Who episode. And it'll be a lulling, indirect recap, pretty hazy recap. And then some facts maybe I looked up if I was curious on the show. Then some thank yous at the end. All told, I'll be here for an hour. So if you're new, there's no pressure to listen to me or to make sense of what I'm saying, because it's a little bit nonsensical. And it doesn't make you say, well, why does the podcast take 14 minutes to get started? And they say, well, it kind of already started. It's just a slow start. Get a build up momentum to slow it down. And you say, wait a second, did that make any sense? I say, it could. It could make sense. And then, okay, so there's a long intro, then the show. No pressure to listen. Also, no pressure to fall asleep. That's why I'm here for an hour. So I can keep you company while you drift off. So no pressure to listen, no pressure to fall asleep. But if you can't sleep, I'm going to be here. And you can queue up episode after episode if you need it. I don't know, because I really want to help you fall asleep. It's really important to me because I've been there. Or to keep you company if you can't sleep. Either way, you deserve something to kind of look forward to. Your boar friend, your boar bud, your boar bay, boar sib, your boar bestie, if you're a regular listener. If you're new, those are things I'm applying to be. But yeah, no pressure. I'm here to help and here to, what words was I trying to rhyme? Mispronounce? No. I had two words. It was like bountiful and mispronounce, but those weren't the words. I already forgot the words I was trying to remember. I do, you know what word is nice is, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, is iambic pentameter. How come more words don't end in ambiter? Like I'm not even kidding. What are, camber, tambiter, pentameter. I'm trying to, well, that would be a tough word to rhyme. Iambic pentameter. Some witty person probably already did it, I was trying to put words in couplets. Hey, how you doing? And then I know the poets out there are saying, Scooch, you're... And I say, yeah, I probably should move on. My poetry vocabulary is limited. And this podcast is not sublimated. Did you get that? I rhymed those things. I was just pandering to the lowest common denominator in my brain. Who found that hilarious? But yeah, I'm here to help. I'm here to take your mind off stuff. I was here to try to rhyme those things, but I couldn't figure out what I was trying to rhyme. But yeah, make a show because I really, truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve to take some of the seriousness out of bedtime for me to, you know, puff up your covers, loosen them, shake them out. To do the hokey pokey. What if people started doing the hokey pokey at bedtime? Maybe that's a new, have I ever done that on the intro? I mean, I've done it in some live shows, but like as part of a, maybe that could be a bedtime. Is the hokey pokey in the public domain? Does anyone know? Because that could be part of a nice bedtime routine with the podcast. You start the intro, and you start listening to it. And then you kind of shake your, you know, well, I guess I don't tuck my sheets in, so I can shake my sheets very easily, my blankets. So you could do something like that, shake it all about when you're shaking your bed loose, or you could puff it all about. And you do the sleepy pokey, turn yourself around, bedtime's what it's all about, right pillow. I guess for someone like me that's single, this seems perfectly sensible. And if your partner's asleep, they'd be asleep anyway. If they're awake, they would probably be amused. You know, we just do three rounds of it. One right turn, one left turn. And in a soothing, slow way. With a little bit of dancing, though. I don't know. I think that does activate the chill-out receptors in our brain and maybe even in our spirits. The hokey pokey is good for that. You say, okay, because I can see, can you see my, you know, I've talked about on the podcast, I'm not sure I have the ability to move my hips, whatever the mind-body connection between my mind and my hips is not active, but I can move my legs and my arms. So I'm pretty good at doing the hokey pokey, part of the hokey pokey. But right, then put your left leg in, and snuggle it right under the blanket, or toss it all about. You know, if you like your blankets tossed off of your feet. Believe it or not, last night, so I've been testing this new thing with a weighted blanket just over my feet and my legs. It was an accidental experiment one time, but then I found it comforting. And like I can pull my feet out or tuck them back under it. And I say, oh, there's something about it. And I'm not kidding. Like it feels reassuring to me to just have a little weight on my ankles and my lower legs. I don't know if it keeps my legs from tossing and turning or not. But I had also noticed my temperature at night. I was having trouble regulating it where I was getting too warm. But I had the room too cold, so I've been having a trouble with the balancing of the room temperature and my temperature. And so last night I said, well, maybe it's because my feet are always under the blankets. And so I said, okay, let's try. And then I think I tried a night or two without the weighted blanket. And I said, well, I kind of miss that thing. And the moving blanket said, excuse me, moving blankets have feelings too. And I said, I kind of miss that wonderful blanket on my legs that I love so much. And I said, thank you. But I'm just wondering about my temperature. So then I tried having the blanket over my legs, but then my feet out from the bottom of my covers. And you know what? I slept great. I don't know. You know, it could be a placebo or it just could be whatever. But I don't know why I shared that, but if you have a weighted blanket, and you give it a test, let me know how it is. I love it. I highly recommend it. You could also do it with like, you know what you could do it with is one of those things, in the winter you use to keep the draft out. Maybe you don't need a weighted blanket. One of those draft things, it's usually full of, like, you know what I mean? It's like a round, long thing, and you stick it under your door, like on the bottom of your door, so a draft doesn't come through. Usually it's like round with material, maybe you could try that. Maybe not, though. Maybe just try the weighted blanket. But that's one way I soothe myself. I don't normally share these type of tips, especially when they're in the beta phase. But I just thought of it. So anyway, I'm here to help. I'm here to take your mind off stuff. I'm here to keep you company. And because I've been there, just like, you know, even these temperature things sometimes, it's important. Your good sleep is important to me because I want you to be out there in the world flourishing. And that's why I work very hard and I strive and I yearn. And I really appreciate your time. Thank you for coming by. Here's a couple of ways we keep the show going.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
All right, everybody. We're talking season two episode. Well, here's where it gets interesting. Just it took me a while to figure this out, but it's episode 8 to me, and for our intents and purposes, but it's really season 2 episode 7. But let's not get caught up on that technicality. I counted the holiday special as episode 1 for season 2. And I'm recording this before most of these are released, so you probably let me know about it, but it took me a while to fix it. But here we are. The Idiot's Lantern is the name of the episode, and this is an episode about TV, called in the YouTube, it used to be called, when it was a tube, it was called the B-O-O-B tube in the U.S., where do I live? The U.S., United States. But I do like the term the Idiot's Lantern. It's a rainy night. It's a storm in England. And what's my line is on the TV is a man is working hard. He's got, what do you call those things on? Suspenders. He's breathing. He seems to be balancing the book. And he's a little stressed, 200 pounds short, things aren't good. And the end of programming comes on, they say goodnight from Alexandra Palace, Alexandra Palace, a very good night. They play the national anthem, and he says, I need a miracle. He doesn't say every day. Then we see a kid reading Radio Enthusiast magazine. Cool kid, clearly, future podcaster. Can't see what that says about at the telly. What does that say? Telly, they're listening to the radio, and it's a mother, a grandmother, and they're joking about what's on there. And then the father comes, who's, ends up being a character we don't love here. Something about getting a telly for a coronation. Everybody's got one lately in this neighborhood. The boy says, I think his name's Tommy. Grandma says, TV rats, the brain. It's a stormy night, pink lightning. We see the man asleep at his desk. The TV calls to him, Mr. Magpie, woo-woo, woo-hoo, or something. Can you hear me, Mr. Magpie, calling? And I say, not a dream, sweetheart, because he says, what am I, having a dream or I'm out of it? And she says, sit down and we'll begin. Then we see triple pink lightning and the character on the TV laughs. And the episode opens and it's a Mark Gatiss episode. One of our favorites here in the world of Who and GOT and entertainment in general. Then this episode opens. Rose steps out of the TARDIS. She's kind of dressed. There's rockabilly music playing. She's in a pink and blue skirt or something. Like they look shagadelic or whatever, but that's not the right term for the 50s. She says, I thought this was like Vegas, flares and chest hair. And we see the doctor has like a, what is that called? A duck's butt. I call it a duck's butt, but I think it's a duck tail or a coif. And the doctor goes, late 50s Elvis is what we're going for. Elvis the pelvis. He goes, he's got a waist and style. The doctor has a TARDIS or a scooter. He's in total mod style. And he pulls up. He's got a helmet on, sunglasses. He goes, "You going my way, doll?" And Rose goes, "There's any other way, daddy-o? Straight from the fridge, man." And then they talk about Cliff Richard, bank holiday. Every bank holiday Monday, they would watch Cliff, Rose and her mom, who's, I don't know how, I can't remember, Jackie would watch Cliff Richard movies. And he goes, "Oh, I knew she was a Cliff fan." And then they go, "We're going to go to watch Ed Sullivan and the Hound Dog." So they're going to see Elvis's appearance on the Ed Sullivan show. And we're going to catch it. And Rosie goes, "Okay, so we're in New York City, huh?" As the double-decker bus goes by. Rose has a purple helmet, I think. He goes, "Yeah, there's laundry hanging in the streets, union flag, bunting, and mailbox. And Rose goes, "Digging that New York vibe, daddy-o." And he goes, "Yeah, this is kind of like a London-y New York." And Rose goes, "Well, what's up with the flags?" Then we see Muffin the Mule on TV. And people watching, the same families watching TV. They're kind of in there. Something dad is impressed with the TV. I don't know if that's a smarking dad. But he says, "Look at how good this TV is. Tommy, you're right." He goes, "Doesn't this make you happy, Rita?" He says that to his wife, the mom. He's very impressed. But everyone else is like worried about that grandma's nap, and that grandma gets enough nap time. That grandma's she has this new thing. You think where she's wearing clogs around the house upstairs. And she just, instead of telling them stuff, she clogs around upstairs. They say, "What does that clogging mean? Does it mean she's hungry?" Then we see Magpie delivering TVs. He happens to talk to the doctor. This actor says, "What's going on?" He goes, "Getting the TVs ready for the big day." And doctor goes, "What big day?" He goes, "Coronation. What are you from, a square or something?" And the doctor goes, "What coronation?" He goes, "The Queen." And Rose goes, "Oh, well, Queen Elizabeth." And the doctor goes, "Oh, it's 1953. Somehow I get these dates mixed up because they put 1933 down somewhere, but it's not important. And he goes, "Yeah, the last time I looked, that's what date it was. Time for some pomp and circumstance, what we do best." And the doctor's pretty pumped about this. And Rose goes, "Look at all the TV aerials. Like, everyone's got one. I thought my nan had said that everybody had to watch TV in one house, that not everyone had it." And Magpie goes, "We sell them for $5. Magpie's Marvelous Tellies." And the doctor goes, "Cool. Technicolor, Everest, everything off ration. Brighter, happier future for England." Let's see, doctor's pumped, and there's more clog issues at another house with Mr. Gallagher. It's been clogging around, and they say, doctor says, "What are they doing?" They say, Tommy says, there's something, they say, "No clogging, it's just been clogging ordinance has been passed, clogging's too loud." What does it say? Pot of Shri for Dr. and Rose in pursuit. Oh, I think they say something about the patriarchy. Because the doctor says, "I'm not sure about this." He says, "Tommy, what's going on?" He says, "They're kind of trying to frame everybody for clogging." And he goes, "I don't think they're choosing to clog. I think it's a TV show they're watching." So the doctor chases after the MIBs, which are picking up the cloggers. They chase after in their scooter. The MIBs, they say, "Let's institute Operation Market Stall." So then in a James Bondian, Indiana Jonesian way, they hide between market stalls and hideouts. And they say, "We lost them." Or, their doctor and the Rose say, "We lost them." Rose goes, "You're not a very good driver. Have you ever passed your driving test?" And the doctor goes, what's going on here? We got anti-coag initiatives, MIB, it disappearing cars. Because they thought this was Churchill's England. And Rose goes, maybe we should ask the neighbors. She goes, no, doctor, that's what I like about you, the domestic approach. And Rose says, don't you think it's insulting? Busy, brand new. Oh, no. Then we go back to Magpie's office. He's talking to the TV, who seems to be behind. I'll just tell you, the TV's behind the clogging. And Magpie's made a portable TV. He's talking to the TV. He goes, can I get my freedom back? And she goes, no. You're empowering my clogging. And she goes, if you're good, then I'll let you go back to your life. But right now we're busy. Your world's forging into a new age. And she goes, the time is right for someone. Let's see. Ripe me. Busy brand new ripe magpie. A ripe magpie. Nothing like a ripe magpie. Then we see Kid Podcast, a.k.a. Tommy. That's what I'm calling him. He sneaks upstairs of his house with a key. And he says, Graham, it's me. It's Tommy. And the dad kind of busts him for interrupting or something, or looking into stuff when the dad told him not to, being disobedient. There's also ducks on their wall. And the dad is just, like, too much. He's too good. The acting is almost too good. It throws off kind of the balance of the episode for me. I mean, he puts the arch and patriarchal. He's like an arch patriarch, and he says a little bit of hush, or somebody says that. Yeah, he's got to make all these speeches for the mom and the son, and right when he says a little bit of hush, the doorbell rings. It's Doctor and Rose, and they say hi, and the doctor goes, who are you? And the doctor goes, nice house, decent family person, you represent Queen and Country. Pulls out a psychic paper, do some fast thinking, and then just barges in. And he goes, yeah, we're just checking in before the big day. We work for the Majesty. And he goes, don't mind if we come in. Not bad. Very well. Congratulate you. Well kept, Miss Conley, Mrs. Conley. And Archpatriarch tries to run the show, because he's... And the doctor goes, well, I'm here for everybody, not just you. He goes, how come your flags aren't up? And the doctor, they say, no. Rose is like, dude, you put them up. Don't boss your family around. I think they said at your majesty's leisure, maybe to tell, instead of, to tell the Kid Podcast and his mom to sit down. Yeah, because they say, Mr. Conley, you put up the friggin' things. Because this is the Queen's country now, not yours, but Mr. Splainin. And he goes, we're going to put these Union Jacks up. And Rose goes, Union Jacks? And Eddie goes, right? And she goes, no, it's a Union flag. It's a Union Jack when it's flown at sea. And she goes, get to it now, And then that's when the doctor says, at Her Majesty's leisure. And they introduce, he says, I'm the doctor. This is Rose. Next Kid Podcast. Good to meet you. And he goes, oh, I love telly. And they're watching something about dinosaurs or something. But doctor gets to the heart of the matter. Because they say, the doctor says, hey, what's going on? Everybody seems a little bit... And the dad says, well, I don't think he needs to know. And the doctor goes, yeah, do. We're here to help. And the dad says, this is my house. This isn't part of the government's duties or whatever. He goes, I'm in charge of what's under my roof. And the doctor goes, I heard some stuff about clogging. And the dad raises his voice at the doctor. And the doctor says, raises his voice back and says, I'm not listening, Mr. Conley. You could be in big trouble here. Tell me what's going on. And then we hear the clogging, and they say, Gran won't stop clogging. And then the MIB started coming and taking all the cloggers away, and we're afraid they're going to take Gran. So then they go upstairs. Tommy, Kid Podcast, says, Gran, it's here. I'm here to help you with my friends. And they realize that she's just absentmindedly clogging without, like, just in some sort of clog zone. And the doctor kind of scans her. He goes, she's your clogger now. I don't understand it. What happened? And they go, we don't know. She just, that's all she does anymore, silently and then noisily. And they go, well, what was she doing before? And they go, watching a TV show about clogs. And they go, okay. And then the MIB comes to take Gran to the, you know, clog removal school. And everyone's like, I can't believe this is happening, whatever. Let's see, I'm not listening. Gran won't stop. The doctor chases after Gran. He's fast downstairs, really fast. Rose sees pink lightning coming out of the telly. Looks at the back, more pink lightning. There's also pink lightning on the aerial. Doctor follows after Gran and the MIB, but Rose is stuck behind. And then she says, dude, by the way, your flag's upside down. Joker smile and run. Yeah, so she's hilarious, the way Rose leaves it. Let me see. She goes, she just makes the smile and runs. It's funny. But the doctor's going after PVJ601. Then he sees how they do use the market to hide. He goes, very good. Swerves in. His hair is still a factor, I put, or something. Factor at me enjoying the episode even more. He finds more people that are absentmindedly clogging all in a room. And they just seem zoned out and just clogging. They also clench their fists and hands as they clog around. Then headlights come. The doctor gets kind of seen. Meanwhile, Rose goes into Magpie's telly shop. He says, it's close. Come back tomorrow. And Rose says, tomorrow is the coronation. I need a TV. And he goes, no. You can find somebody else's TV to watch it. She goes, you're just giving these TVs away for nothing. And he goes, yeah, I got my reasons. She goes, what are they? And then the same character comes on TV and says, hey, clogging, I love clogging. Rose goes, who's that? What's that? And Magpie goes, a TV show. I don't know, some avant-garde clogging show. And Rose goes, I'm not leaving until you give me your questions. How come the TVs are so cheap? And he goes, it's my patriotic duty. He goes, so more people can watch the coronation. 20 million people are going to be watching, and they can't be wrong. He goes, why don't you go home and rest for tomorrow? Rose goes, I'm here to see everything. Yeah, because something's going on with this CLO to the G. Starts with a C, rhymes with T, and that stands for trouble. And it's the only common thread is your TVs, Magpie. Magpie goes, I knew I'd get busted. And Rose goes, tell me everything. And he goes, I'm just looking for some peace. And she goes, he goes, from the TV, the CLO to the G. And the presenter, she says, oh, what a pretty little girl. And Rose goes, are you talking to me? And she goes, yeah, I'm talking to you, little one. Just that's the last time I heard that was Circe say that, little bird. And she goes, don't you think it's chilly? And she goes, who are you? And she goes, clogging. It's time for clogging. And then she uses the pink lightning to hypnotize Rose to start. Suddenly there's wooden clogs on Rose's feet. And then we go, let's see. Just doing my duty, telly. Oh, yeah, Rose is fuzzy and clogging. Then the doctor's getting interviewed by these two police, these two officials, and they say, tell us everything you know. And doctor starts making jokes. You can't wrap your hand around your elbow and make your fingers meet. And they don't say, don't get clever. We saw you today. And the doctor goes, listen, you, Bishop. And the bishop goes, how did you know my name? He goes, it's in your collar. I can see it. Your mom washes your shirts. And he goes, how much inspecting are you doing with this clog stuff? He goes, are you trying to cut down the clogging so it doesn't distract from the coronating? And he goes, you're just trying to sweep everybody up? And he goes, yeah. He goes, it's an image we have to maintain. And the doctor goes, doesn't it? He goes, don't you want to figure out why? And he goes, yeah, I do. But he goes, we got to get ready for the coronation. And he goes, I've never seen anything like this. And the doctor goes, well, let's fix it. And he goes, how? And the doctor goes, there's also another character there the whole time that never speaks. And the doctor goes, start from the beginning. Tell me everything you know. And he goes, it started a month ago, spreading out all over North London, across the demographics, large number at the street we saw you at. Oh, there's another, the Crabtree, this other dude. He brings somebody in and ends up it's Rose. And the doctor goes, what is that? That's my friend. And now she's just absentmindedly clogging. And they go, this is unusual. She was just out. He goes, we're going to have Torchwood looking into this. And the doctor's not happy that they just, he goes, now I'm on this. No power on earth can stop me. Let's do it. The doctor was really stunned and not happy, so much so that he takes his glasses off. Then we get like a doctor and the inspector on a hero. What does that say? Hero patrol. Yeah, a coronation party with the dad, Eddie, who had then there's a bell at their door where they were trying to watch the coronation on the telly. It's a doctor. He says, Tommy, talk to me. He goes, I need your kid podcast to tell me what's going on. And the dad gets in the way. He can't let anything go. He's got to be the boss of everybody. But the son stands up to him. He goes, listen, Dad, you're the one. He goes, did you tell on everybody about this clogging? I thought you stood up against this kind of stuff. I thought you were fighting for the underdog, and now I find out you're, whose side are you on? And the dad goes, I just don't like clogging. It's more of the random clopping movements. I don't like clopping. And Rita goes, you know what? Hit the road. You told on my mom for her clogging. Hit the road. And the doctor goes, kid podcast, can you help me? Let's see. We also see something. The black party's being set up. We see the queen. Oh, we see some nice shots of the queen's coronation. Queen Elizabeth II. I liked the term. That was the sound of... Rita says that was the sound of something ending. She says it when she sits back down to watch TV. When someone says, what was that outside? Doctor rings the bell at Magpie's office. Then he goes, get out here. They start searching around his office. The doctor finds a portable TV. He goes, this can't be right. And he touches it with his tongue. He says, there's something about this, not just human hands, but something else. And they say, this is a portable television? That's impossible. And the doctor scans stuff with his screwdriver. And they see people's feet are dancing. And they see Rose's feet even. Then Magpie shows up and the doctor loses his cool. And he says, yo, what is up with Rose? What is up with this man? And he goes, what do you think? He goes, and doctor goes, who's in charge here? And then the TV speaks. She goes, this one, you who? And they go, well, I'm afraid this is, I want you to introduce you to my new friend. Oh, Magpie says that. And they go, it's a person on the TV. And Doc goes, no, it's more of the image. And she goes, it's C-L-O to the G. That's what makes me recorporate with glee. And they can talk a little bit about their history. She even turns into color TV. And the inspector goes, good gracious, color television. Also, I saw a Sunbeam mixer ad right by Magpie's head at one point. He pasted it on the wall. And Doctor kind of figures everything out. He says, oh, you're going to use a TV. You're going to get powered by Clock, the TV person who calls herself The Wire. And she goes, why worry about it? Kick off your shoes and enjoy the coronation. You're going to be glued to the screen. And she uses that to try to make it. She uses her pink lightning. And she goes, CLO to the G, CLO to the G. But the doctor gets out a sonic screwdriver. And she goes, oh, he's got an arm and he's clever. Withdraw, withdraw. And then Magpie goes on the run with his TV box, and she says, conduct me to my victory. Yeah, he gets in the van. The TV's still talking about clogging. Yeah, Doctor wakes up with Kid Podcast, and they say, where did Magpie go? They go outside. They say, the inspector, he's in full clog mode. But they say it's never too late. Then there's a hero zoom, like a low shot on the doctor and Tommy. Queen makes you forget your trouble. Cat house. What does that mean? They think that's at Tommy's house. They say, hey, the queen doesn't make you, queen make you forget trouble. Yeah, but the doctor and Tommy, they're like, where would we go? Where would the thing? Doctor goes, Musewell Hill. Oh, wait, Alexandra Palace. That's the biggest TV transmitter. And he goes, we got to go shopping. And then they start putting together a bunch of electrical stuff. Magpie doesn't want to do this whole thing. We see vacuum tubes. We see more of the Queen's coronation. We see Magpie climbing up. To broadcast to TV, Doctor and Kid Podcast are on the run. I saw it for a second. They were using the music from Jackbox Games. Who you don't know Jack from the Jack Attack at the end of the game. And the wire says, the time is at hand, Magpie. We see Doctor and Tommy on the run again. Magpie plays the wire. Plugs in the wire, who laughs. Then there's a lot more pink lightning. And she says, too late, Doctor. I'm going to consume you too via clog. So we see the good shot of Doctor's Converse All-Stars. You cannot stop the wire. Soon I shall become manifest. Doctor's climbing up after him. Magpie goes bye-bye. But the doctor says, so he climbs up with a Magpie and says, you've been burning the candle at both ends, Wire. You've overextended yourself. And the doctor starts plugging in his equipment. Also, he's got his rubber soles. At first, it doesn't work. It short circuits. And he says, oh, geez, Tommy. And then Tommy ends up, what do you call that thing? A vacuum tube blew, but Tommy finds a new vacuum tube, and the wire says, no, 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 no more clogging, and I think that's it. Let me just double check. The wire just says, no, 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 and it gets sent back to whatever world she was in. And I think that somebody says a joke about an epilogue. Your doctor also says, I just invented the VCR, but it's Betamax. He goes, yeah, I sorted it all out. Then, let's see. Doctor and Tommy, Yeah, they just talk. He goes, yeah, I got rid of it. It was from another planet, really. Flag planet. Then Doctor and Rose have a big reunion, hugs. Rita and Tommy. Grandma's decollogged. Rose's decollogged. Back to normal. A lot of indie music, indie movie music, it felt like. The dad has to go, you know, refigure out his purpose in life. There's long tables in the middle of the block. There's dancing coal. Pomp and circumstance. Tape out or tape over it. Oh, that's how the doctor's going to get rid of the wire. He's like a little bit, doctor goes all Oprah. He goes, Tommy, you get a scooter. So he gives Tommy a scooter. He goes, new, then they go, maybe your dad's, you know, a dinosaur. And Tommy goes, yeah. And Rose goes, you know what? He's still your dad. Maybe you could make some kind of, he could make amends to you. Go give him a chance. You're clever. Clever enough to save the world. But don't stop there, Tommy. And then people are dancing. Tommy runs after his dad. Rose and the doctor start to celebrate. And the episode comes to a close. All right, so let's look at a couple of things that came up on this Idiot's Lantern episode. One of the first shows we saw was What's My Line? And we'll talk about the UK version, but the Wikipedia article, of course, starts with the US version. The panel game show ran on CBS in the US from 1950 to 1967. Also had subsequent revivals. Required celebrity panelists to answer a question to determine the person's occupation, with panelists being called on to identify weekly mystery guests with specificity. I think I made it not sound like it made any sense. It came back in syndication after being canceled from CBS. Ran in syndication from 68 to 75. In 2013, TV Guide ranked at number 9 on the best 60 game shows. Let's shoot to the UK version because it was on, let's see, panels, look and style, who's who, later introductions, revivals, specials, Bob Barker looks like did it, live version, episode availability. Board game, 1955, 1969, and 2001. But here's international versions. There was an Australian version with John Barnes in 1956. It only ran to 58. It was replaced by To Tell the Truth, a Brazilian one hosted by Heloisa Helena. And she was also a contestant in the American version in 1956. In Radio Canada and French Canadian, there was a from 54 to 59, Louis Morissette. Let's see, Germany, there was a version 55, 58, and 61 to 89. Robert Lemke, looks like. Indonesia, there was a version from 92 to 98. Let's see, she is. Lithuania, Puerto Rico, South Korea, Spain, Sweden. In the UK version, it ran on BBC television for a service from 51 to 63. The host was called the chairman. On the premiere was Gilbert Harding, replaced by Eamon Andrews, for the remainder of the run. There was also a radio version on Radio Luxembourg. Let's see, though they were, you know, they had their places were by Peter Martin, Bernard Braden, and Attenborough. Then it was on BBC Two from 73 to 74. So this is a little bit about it. Just because it was on the TV there. But what about Alexandra Palace? For those of us that don't live in the UK or London, it is a real place that still exists. And as of when I'm recording this, it has a lot going on. And then we'll cover the past. But this is when I'm recording this. This is December 2000, whatever year it is, 2018. And in December, they had baby jazz, parent and baby music classes, a Christmas carnival, Santa's Grotto, Ronnie Scott, Courtney Pine, Billiards Cup. It looks like a Moscone Cup, Aladdin on Ice. Dylan Moran Live, Dr. Cosmos, YMCA, Santa Run, Gareth Malone, Elf and Love Actually were playing over the holiday season, Not So Great Christmas, super storytelling thing, darts tournament, Fromage on Ice. I don't know what that means. That's like a show on ice, Friday Night Music with Alfie Bowe. Let's see what else is coming up. Go Club de Fromage on Ice. Maybe it's like a club on ice. Some hockey, snooker, a train exhibition, model trains, ping pong. A lot of music in February in hockey. So definitely worth checking out if you're in the UK. As far as the history goes, according to Wikipedia, it has an extensive history that I'll link to. It's an entertainment sports venue in London. It was built on the site of Tottenham Wood and Tottenham Wood Farm, built by John Johnson and Alfred Meeson in 1873. It opened 2 weeks later, had to be rebuilt. It was intended as a People's Palace and the Alley Pally. It was its purpose was to serve as a public center of recreation, education, and entertainment, a counterpart to the Crystal Palace in South London. At first a private venture, then they sold it to the park for development. Let's see, in 1935, the trustees leased part of the palace to the BBC for use as production and transmission center for the new BBC television. In 1936, it became home of the world's first public television service. The broadcasting service was a 405-line monochrome analog television, the first of fully electronic television system to be used in regular broadcasting. Although other facilities superseded it later, it continued to be used by BBC for many years, and its radio and television mast is still in use. Might be a different one, or maybe it's the same one from this show. The original Studios A and Studio B survive in the southeast wing with the producers' galleries and are used for exhibiting original historical television equipment. The original Victorian Theater with its stage machinery also survives. It looks like the ice skating rink, a hotel, a cinema, and a 10-pin bowling alley, and an exhibition center. It had been planned. It looks like that did open up, though. The nearest underground stations are Wood Green and Alexandra Palace. Also, it gets served by London buses, Route W3. So that's a little bit about that. Another nice, interesting thing. Speaking of which, who's this Cliff Richard guy? I mean, I honestly had to look it up, and now I'm glad I did. He's an OBE, so Sir Cliff Richard to me, or Sir Richard maybe, is a British pop singer, musician, performer, actor, and philanthropist. He sold 250 million worldwide records. The third top-selling artist in UK singles history behind the Beatles and Elvis Presley. Originally like a rebellious rock and roll singer in the style of Elvis and Little Richard, with the backing group The Shadows, dominated the pop scene in Britain pre-Beatles, 50s to 60s. His 58 single Move It is often described as Britain's first authentic rock and roll song. And John Lennon was a fan. Then he kind of moved into contemporary Christian music. He's had a career over 60 years, won many awards. and very beloved. And let's see what about movies, because that's what, or did they watch specials? Cliff Richard in the 70s, a Renaissance in the 70s to the 90s. Became a Night Bachelor. So, yeah, I mean, there's a really, really in-depth stuff about Cliff Richard on Wikipedia. What about Muffin the Mule, though? I mean, you can't get enough of this stuff. Muffin the Mule, also seen on this episode, is a puppet character in British television programs for children. Puppet was made in 1933 for Hogarth Puppets. The original program was presented by Annette Mills, his sister John Mills, and was broadcast live from Alexandra Palace, BBC, in 1946 to 1952. Mills and the puppet continued with programs that were broadcast until 1955. The series was transferred to ITV in 56 and 57. An animated version of Muffin appeared in 2005 on BBC Two. Original puppet was created by Punch and Judy puppet maker Fred Tickner for Jan Bussell and Ann Hogarth to form part of a puppet service for puppet circus for Hogarth Puppet Theater. But they didn't, that act, they didn't, they put away and took it back into action in 46 when they were working with Annette Mills. The character became the Mule Muffin and appeared in television in addition for the children broadcast on in October 46. Muffin danced on top of the piano as Mills played it. Muffin the Mule was supported by a host of other puppet characters who appeared occasionally. Yeah, so that's a little bit about Muffin the Mule. Interesting, too. Ducktail haircut we may have covered somewhere else, but it was a haircut style popular in the 50s. It is called the duck's rear in the UK, or slicked back hair. It was invented, according to this, in 1940s in Philly as the duck's butt. In Britain, it formed part of the visual identity of the Teddy Boys and the Rockers, along with the coif and the elephant's trunk. This style had the hair combed back and around the sides of the head. And then, yeah, having like a thing in the middle that looks like the rear of a duck. I think that's what the doctor had, though. He could have had a, you know, I don't know my hair from my head. I don't have this issue. So I don't know. Let's close it out with a little bit about the coronation of Elizabeth II. It took place June 2nd, 1953, Westminster Abbey in London. The age of 25, after passing of George VI on February 6, 1952, she was proclaimed queen by her coronation was held a year later. You know, led the festivals and, you know, let some time pass and let them prepare for the celebration. Celebrations took place across the Commonwealth realms. It was the first British coronation to be televised. Television cameras had not been allowed in the Abbey during her father's coronation in 1937. And it took 14 months of preparation under the chairmanship of Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. Other committees formed. Let's just see what we have about the procession was a little along like 200 microphones. I just want to see if they have anything about the televising of it, the music. Many assumed that the Arnold Box would be the director of music. There's a lot of stuff in here, celebrations, monuments, and media. Review of the fleet. So there's a lot about it, but nothing specifically about Queen. You get a lot of other links in here, but I want to look up television prices over the years. That's a wrong article. I found something here. Let's see, where is it? TVhistory.com.tv. And here's some prices, and this is a cool link because it has advertisements in UK and the US. In the US, American TV prices in the 30s. It looks like you could buy kits for around, in the 30s, around 58. I think this is 1930s money, though, between $40 and $90. But a factory-made television would be similar in the low end, $150. All the way up to $450. And in the 1940s, the TVs were more expensive. It looks like you could spend anywhere from $500 to a few thousand dollars. In the 1950s, the prices went down again. It looks like you could put black and white sets, you could get anywhere from $150 to $400 or $500. And then color televisions, from $500 up to a couple thousand. In the 60s, actually, yeah, black and white TVs were around $250 and up. And color TVs could be as low as $350 and up into, you know, multi-thousands. In the 70s, again, you could get away with some black and white TVs for around, a 12-inch TV for around $90. And smaller color TVs started at, you know, around $350 or so. Let's see, in the UK, you could get a mechanical kit in 1930s, the Daily Express by Mervyn for £5. And factory-made sets for around £20 to £26. The Baird Model A. Or the Televisor. Then before the WAR, you were looking at, for factory sets, $175 and up. Post-WAR, you know, the prices went way up. And you were looking at, you know, the high threes. And then in the 50s, yeah, it was like... So in the, wait, we did it in the 50s. So looks like this one doesn't have like black and white TVs in the 1950s. We had the PYE 76. Let's just click on this ad. This is a choice of TV for the connoisseur. It was an 18-valve, 12-inch console, finest TV chassis, and a superbly styled mahogany cabinet. Two simple controls, improved suppressed circuit, produce a picture of fine definition and graduation of tone. Pictures 10 by 8 inches, consoles 22 by 18 by 35. Yeah, it's like, so that's a little bit about TVs and stuff. Yeah, about that's it. Good night. I want to thank everybody who reviewed the podcast over on Apple Podcasts. MIRV22, best podcast to sleep to when your mind is racing. Been my savior. Fall asleep easily when going to bed, but I wake during the night with mind racing. Scoots gets my mind off my anxious thoughts and lulls me back to sleep. Sometimes it takes 10 minutes, sometimes 45, but I no longer have to wait, lie awake for 2.5 or 3 hours. Strange, unique, could take some getting used to, but I was hooked right away. I recommend it all the time. Support on Patreon. Julie from PA says, too many sponsor ads. A friend mentioned the podcast. Give it a try. Didn't like the voice. Was wondering when the story starts. All I heard was ads. No thanks. Okay. This is where it takes kind of a couple tries, I guess, to understand the structure of the show. Because a lot of times just people kind of come with assumptions, I guess. How about Pixie? Pixie R. Amazing. Thanks so much. I have chronic insomnia, hard time falling asleep, getting good sleep. And this is a last-ditch effort. Over the past week, I've had more sleep than usual. And 6 to 7, up from 4 to 5, and textbook REM cycles. Put on my studio headphones and let the podcast play through the night at low volume. I don't know if it would work for everyone, but it's definitely something I would tell people about. Thank you. Pinky Flower says, great podcast. The only complaint I have is with the jingles, but the content is great. If you want to avoid the jingles, you just support the podcast at $5 a month on Patreon. Says favorite podcast. Love it. Great voice, great stories. Love what he stands for. Cares and works hard. If you have trouble sleeping because your mind won't stop worrying or wandering, try this. His rambling stories let your mind drift off to something positive and silly and peaceful. I hope it helps others the way it's helped me. Janine or Jeannie in PDX says works every time. Love the ditty at the start, genius. Sometimes I wake up and listen and wonder how it comes up with his meanderings, then I drift off. Ben for fun says thanks. More calming than kitten sweaters and warm milkshakes. Six thumbs ups. Cam Dilly says, give it a fair shot. Don't know how I stumbled on this podcast. Couldn't figure out what I was listening to, but my brain quieted down and I fell asleep. Now I can't imagine going to sleep without it. Creaky dulcet voice is a lullaby. Stories are strange enough that I fall asleep smiling. Podcast is a gift. I love this podcast. It's from Solas Sa Dorachas. Sometimes the only thing that gives me sleep. I'm so grateful. And Yubby D says, seriously, almost better than my old teddy bear. Found this through recommendation. Forever grateful. I have insomnia, anxiety, and a husband that snores like a train. I guess will have me asleep in minutes, literally with or without headphones, over snoring or when I'm alone. Lulls me into a relaxed state and eventually a nice deep sleep. He's funny, and when I can't sleep, his listening is still pleasant, easy, and calming. Oh, thank you so much, Yubby. Thanks, everybody, for writing a review. Looks like you can do that in Stitcher. These are from Apple Podcasts. You can do that in your app or on your desktop. Looks like you can comment in a couple other apps. Great way to help spread your honest experience with the show. Sleep With Me exists because of direct listener support that comes on Patreon. If you get value from the show, you can go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron, P-A-T-R-O-N, and support the show value for value. So it can be there when you need it. We also get support from listeners who support our sponsors. You can find those at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors or sponsor/sponsor, maybe one of those. I'll make it maybe both. For Pride member of Night Vale Presents, you can check out all the amazing shows they have over at nightvalepresents.com. We're also a member of PRX. You can check out everything they're doing at prx.org. And there's also plenty of other shows in the feed. So get in there. Get comfortable. You know, I'm surrounded by blankets. So you are too. Good night. All right, everybody. This is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff, what was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday. of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another postie, Super Deluxe, came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.